Now, if you're a Sydney-sider, I'm sure you'll know the old Everleigh Rail Yards, which since 2007 have been transformed into a venue for all manner of contemporary arts. The interesting thing about this place that hosts the very newest art is that its former function as an old industrial site has been left obvious in the building. There's still rails and cranes there, and it's won all sorts of heritage and public architecture awards. There's a movement performance on there now that directly uses the history of carriage works. It's called Run, a performance engine, and it has big, heavy steel girders and beams and other old objects from the site that are suspended from the roof so that the dancers balance and move on them. Live sound and music plus video complete the performance, and it's the creation of the De Quincey Company. As the show is bumping in, Regina Botros is speaking with various members of the company, starting with the choreographer Tess De Quincey.
I'm here at the Carriage Works with Tess De Quincey, the choreographer of a new work called Run. Now, Tess, can you tell me a little bit about the style or practice of movement you use called body weather?
Is it like the body's weather?
Yes, absolutely. It's absolutely about getting the climate, your local climate, down and understanding the temperatures and densities and speeds that are going on. When you wake up in the morning, it's really different than when you're just a couple of hours later, and then you're very speedy, and so your speed changes. But if you think about, you know, the storms of your body that occur sometimes, and you get to be tempestuous. And I don't mean just on the emotional level, but I actually mean literally on speeds and weight and density, that our body changes during a day, and that's just one cycle. I found it a very, very different way of working when I first encountered it, which was back in 84, 85. And at the same time, I'd gone through a crisis of faith with working within Western dance. So actually it turned out to be exactly what I was looking for, because I was fascinated by the Eastern concept of a transformative body. And so not working from the ego and not being self-expressive, but actually understanding the body as part of a greater thing, in a greater environment, basically. And I very much appreciate the way that the Japanese thinking is so communally minded. And in comparison, then, definitely particularly the Anglo-Saxon world is very concerned with the individual. It's not that we don't think of community, but the placement of individual is foremost. And I find it very interesting. I think it's possibly also maybe why we have so many problems. We generated psychoanalysis and psychology. It doesn't really exist. It didn't exist in Japan. So it's really interesting that communal being, I find this a very interesting way to work, and it's part of what I try and aim to do. So working with my ensemble is very much, I think we're all generating an environment together, and we love to work together, and it's a very interesting way to try and grapple with our lives.
Run, a performance engine,
yes.
The work that's on at the Carriage Works at the moment, is in the vein of the body weathers method, in that it's a site-specific work?
Yeah, not particularly site-specific, but put it like this, it's an installation that is taken the building elements, the heritage elements from Carriage Works, and we've employed them within one of the theatre spaces. So in as much as it's not what I would normally consider to be site-specific, because we've generated the installation and designed it ourselves, if you like. But on the other hand, it is reflecting very much aspects of the building, and that's affected our thinking and usage of the elements. And so it's pretty interesting also for me. I've never worked with flying 6 tons before. So it's a 6-ton choreography, and so this sense of suspended weight I find actually very typical of Australia for some reason. Sort of that and something very transitory and ephemeral. So it's these opposites which I think are very fascinating, and it's extraordinary sitting here now because I haven't seen the lighting on before, and we have worked out the design of where the elements would be placed, and we've worked that out in a separate studio for 2 weeks. But we've then been in a rehearsal space for 4 weeks, which had no possibility to suspend anything. So we've been working our bodies separate to the installation, and now we're going to bring them back, and we're also going to add video, and as I said, the lighting's coming in now, so it changes everything to see how the space is going to change from the light and from the video.
So you've got suspended how many?
There are six elements, four major one-ton elements, and they're suspended in different ways, and then there's three ladders and what we've called a pendulum, which of course wasn't originally a pendulum, but it's functioning as a pendulum here, and that's also marking the time. So that will be set off in the beginning of the performance. And it gradually ticks down through the whole length of the performance and is still moving at the very end.
And the bodies move
in and out of everything.
Yeah. And on top of the suspended?
That's right, and sometimes they're rigged and sometimes they're not. So we're actually moving the elements in and out and around each other and trying to generate. See, also part of the issue was to try and generate chaotic movement.
Well, there's certainly an element of danger in there.
I mean, this whole thing has been about risk assessment from the word go, that we, the way that we could think and utilise anything all has to be so carefully rigged, and the process of the risk assessment takes weeks, and it's a negotiation with Carriage Works and with the safety precautions and so on. So, yes, it's a huge learning curve also working with us.
And so how have the bodies integrated with this space or the style of movement that has come out of working in this way?
Well, firstly, they've had to have goggles on because they're not allowed to work without them on, because there are all sorts of flecks of rust up in the rigging. The actual elements themselves, we're not even allowed to wash them because they're heritage elements. So they've only been brushed. So every aspect of being in and around this stuff contains some element of danger. So they're wearing goggles and they're wearing gloves, and they're also wearing covered shoes. So first of all, they're well protected, and then they have to get themselves in and out of very difficult positions, and so the hand and foot holds are highly specific, and that's one of the things they've had to try and remember while we've been away for the last 4 weeks, is to remember what the footholds and handholds are and to just try and drill that, even though we didn't have the elements with us. So this afternoon is the first opportunity for them to get back and work with the elements and see if they've remembered correctly.
What is the story for you in the relationship with such an industrial or urban environment?
I think almost it unpacks itself. I mean, this is one of the interesting things. You know, you bring these things together in a space, and of course they are held within the context of this building, so inevitably also they kind of trigger images. Now, when we project the video onto this, and then we found that it was almost like looking at some of those old Manhattan pictures of the building of the Chrysler building and so on. So we don't have to do a lot, and it tells its own story, actually. And the whole positioning of the body encountering weight puts the body in extreme positions, and that's a really interesting exploration, because you know this, of course, then the people who worked in this building weren't necessarily doing that because these elements were up in the roof. However, they were engaged in extremely strenuous work down on the floor.
I also spoke with Tom Davies and Peter Fraser, two dancers from the performance. Peter, working around such weighty objects in space, what kind of feelings does that evoke inside of you as a performer?
Well, it varies, but there's a wonderful sense of the sort of vulnerable body in relation to these huge things which feel like ocean liners sometimes. You know, they have that sense, these big iron things moving around have this sense of unstoppability. Or if they're not moving around, they have this wonderful sort of both a resistance, which is like foreign to the body, and also things that are very tactile and pleasurable and similar to the body. Like they have a very rusty, scaly surface, which is a bit, you know, like the bark of a tree or scaly skin or the covering of an insect or something. So that they have a sensuous, you know, a funny sort of a sensuousness, as well as having this sort of foreign, totally unhuman quality. And these objects that we're using were things that were used either as ladders in the space or to hold up the building, and in the foyer, if you come to the performance and look around the foyer carefully, you can see these same girders, and what we call a pendulum is actually a strut that supports the girders. So you can see them in use in the building still.
Can you describe what we will be seeing and what you will be doing inside of that environment?
Well, there's things like, we call that big steel object the Vicky Verga, and that tilts, it rotates in kind of almost 180 degrees like that. And so as it, when you're on the top edge, it swings down and then you're on the bottom edge. And then also when you're on the top edge, it's just quite high and it's quite a narrow edge, so you just need to have a bit of balance. And because it's slung up to the ceiling, it wiggles around a lot and swings around. And me and V, another dancer, we wrestle a bit on top of it. And these objects, they can be lifted and they can be tilted, and they can also be, this one here has got a rope on the end, so you can twirl it round and round and round, and that also just kind of keeps going by itself.
And the other thing we're working with, which gives us a different sort of presence in the space, is images of the body that are related to the pioneers of photography, Muybridge and a French man called Mary. And they were the ones who, I think everybody would have seen some of their pictures where they show the human body perhaps frame after frame after frame, sort of like stop motion. And it was before anyone had ever actually seen that, because there weren't movie cameras or anything like that. So we're trying to individually work with various images from those photographs that those people took, and we're trying to embody something of that sense of a presence of a different sort of body, what characterises that body, and also the fragmentation and different speeds and positions.
So, Jim, you're basically creating the sound for the production. What are you working with in here?
What I've actually done is these crazy objects. We're going to contact Mike. So even the big, huge pendulum that's hanging there in the space is hollow. So if you put your ear right up against the metal, the vibrations are quite interesting. You know, like, they're kind of all massive instruments that sound in an interesting way. So the dancers will be moving over the objects. So the sort of sounds that the dancers will produce on the objects, and then with the live use of the saxophone, I've prepared the saxophone so it's got quite a lot of metallic percussive sounds as well. So the idea is that my sounds on the saxophone may be kind of in the same realm or as the sounds from the metal object, and then I can play with the material that's coming from the objects. I'm not using a reed or a mouthpiece on the saxophone. I'm actually using a rubber balloon. I mean, the instrument is just an extension of your body. Well, that's how I like to see it. And I think that's one of the beautiful things about music, is that the body becomes something else with an instrumental attachment.
What would you say the weather is that we're walking into in this performance run? Performance engine.
I don't know. And I would hope that it changes every night. I mean, there is a, you know, as I said, there's a clear dramaturgy, because we have to be very careful. You can't have one-ton objects moving around at speed without there being an enormous amount of care and attention to detail. And that is there. And so we know exactly what the what details follow each other. But at the same time, there's a huge amount of space for a weather to generate and exist. And that will also be determined by the audience as well, so, yeah.
And the De Quincey Company is performing Run, a Performance Engine, till Saturday at Carriage Works in Sydney, the old Everly Rail Yards. Regina Botros was speaking with the choreographer, Tess De Quincey, dancers Peter Fraser and Tom Davies, and the musician Jim Denley. And if that's piqued your curiosity, there'll be an artist talk there this Thursday And there's details for that and the performance via the link that's on our website. This is Radio National, abc.net.au/rn and artworks.